Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. What's up, y'all? Happy Friday night. What's happening? Man, I decided to hop on this motherfucker and drop my thoughts on some shit I done seen happening tonight. Shit, man. Now, SmackDown, I know y'all saw that shit, what happened, what occurred with this, motherfucker, Tonga, whatever the hell his name is, with, crashing, Kevin Owens' car and shit, and then beat, Kevin Owens to a bloody pulp on SmackDown. You know, I got my motherfucking DVR set to record that shit. You know, I'm over here watching NBA on TNT. So I'm like, fuck it, I ain't watching SmackDown. So what I'm gonna do is wait until later on, then I'm gonna go through that motherfucking shit. I can just fast forward, instead of, you know, watching SmackDown. You know, the shit that's happening right now, is it script or what? Because that motherfucking shit that the Bloodline doing is motherfucking criminal. Somebody can go to jail, prison, end up dead. You know, that shit ain't cool. I'm glad that, this new manager, I mean, you know, I was always used to say, Adam Pearce, Valadas, Aldis, Aldis, whatever the hell his name is. Y'all know the SmackDown manager telling, Paul Heyman that, he ain't gonna put up with shit like that. You know, he ain't gonna put up with mess like that. You know, it will be some consequences and repercussions and shit. You know, all this bloodshed and motherfuckers that's fans of WWE talking about we back. That don't mean nothing. That don't make WWE so hard. Oh, we got some blood. Somebody getting beat to a bloody pulp. Why you gonna get excited about that shit? That's old and overrated. That ain't nothing at all. You know, what I don't like, y'all, it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Doing to others doing to you, right? Now, Kevin Owens got beat into a bloody pulp. Reverse that motherfucking shit. And then it happens to the new Bloodline member. And it happened to him. Watch them break that shit up so quick. I get so sick of that. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, whatever the hell you do to somebody else, they should be able to and allow to do the same fucking thing to you. Get the revenge. I mean, damn, that's some real shit. I hate it when I see some shit happen on SmackDown or either Raw. Somebody do some shit to somebody. But soon as somebody do the same thing to them, the motherfuckers want to break it up before it even happened and all that shit. I ain't with that shit. That shit is crazy, man. I mean, damn. Like, let me give you an example. Remember Liv Morgan, right? Rhea Ripley put her on the shelf, injured her and shit, and she couldn't wrestle. She was on the shelf for a minute, right? Then all of us, nobody was feeling so sorry for her. But soon as Liv Morgan got her revenge back on Rhea Ripley, all of a sudden everybody want to feel sorry for Rhea Ripley. Ain't that some shit? What goes around, comes around. Do unto others do unto you. It's an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, motherfucker. If you go around doing shit to people and they end up doing your ass the same fucking way, you can't, hey, don't start crying. Hell fucking no. Get tired of that shit, y'all. You know, shit is crazy, man. Hey, did y'all see that shit on X? LeBron James was shooting a motherfucking basketball. I don't know, his backyard court, whatever. His son, Bryce, said, you trash. LeBron shot a motherfucking, made a shot across the fucking yard, whatever. I retweeted that shit and said, hey, now do that shit to Denver. You know, anybody can do that shit in street clothes more than if it lucky, whatever, or some shit, you know. Do that shit to Denver now, you know. Yeah, that's some real shit. But go Lakers. Shit, the Heat was looking good. And the motherfucker tonight, they looking good. The Pelicans over here beating the motherfucking Sacramento Kings and shit. Look like they lost their motherfucking superpowers. What happened, Kings? Okay, go ahead, Pelicans. Shit, they doing their damn thing. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what I want to talk about is we got Melly. Y'all know Melly. Monica. Monica. Y'all know Melly. M-E-L-L-M-O-N. Maco, you know, on Instagram. Well, anyway, she does little her show and shit, and I guess she had a say Gilgeous Alexander. He was on the show or some shit. I think she done fucked him or something. He didn't hit some shit, and then she did a little Instagram story or whatever, and I guess she was just talking about her show and shit. And then this nigga SJ was standing there talking about, yeah, yeah, say what's up, ask me did I hit. And he's licking his tongue out and shit. Ask me did I hit, ask me did I hit. I'm like, and I left her a comment saying, what's up with you fucking with motherfuckers? No, I said rocking with motherfuckers. I said rocking with men who kiss and tell. I mean, damn, does everybody need to know your business? I mean, damn, say SGA. I mean, damn. Now, what really, I shook that shit off, but what really got my motherfucking attention is I just saw on Instagram that Melly Monica, her and SGA. Now, SGA, she trying to go live, do some shit, got the laptop in the motherfucking lap, right? SGA sitting there with shades on. Look, talking about, well, if y'all can see what I see, oh boy, he staring at Melly and shit. And I'm like, this motherfucker is weird. I'm like, damn, motherfucker, didn't you hit? Why the hell you acting like a fucking weirdo sitting there staring at her and shit like he never seen pussy before? This motherfucker got millions of dollars, but he acting like he never seen pussy before. He's sitting there with shades on, staring, talking about, well, I know what everybody, I know I see it. Y'all see this here? Y'all see it? Yeah, we see. She gorgeous to the motherfucker. But why be some fucking weirdo when you just got the fucking pussy and sit there and stare at her like a motherfucker? You wearing shades and shit. You don't know how to act. You acting like you ain't even had, you done had the motherfucking pussy. You still acting like you ain't have the pussy. Acting like you never seen pussy in your motherfucking life. That's what SGA was acting like, sitting next to Melly. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? This nigga, I'm telling y'all, ladies and gentlemen, this motherfucker is weird when he not on a Shannon Sharp podcast show. Now, I like Shannon Sharp and Ocho. Ocho, you know, I like them together. Now, SGA, that motherfucker, now he boring as fuck. That motherfucker is a straight up square, ladies and gentlemen. That motherfucker bring down the value of Shannon Sharp's podcast show. So when I seen that nigga on, I had to close my fucking damn screen. I had to close the fucking window. I ain't trying to see that nigga. That nigga SGA can't even be motherfucking professional even when he not on the fucking court. The motherfucker done had the pussy. I'm just saying, this motherfucker is doing some old weird shit. And to top it off, they indoors, right? SGA is wearing some motherfucking shades and shit. Talking about, oh, I'm not looking at you. I guess he was looking at her body or some shit. I'm like, damn, didn't you hit the motherfucking pussy? Act like you done had the shit. Be used. Chill. I mean, damn, this motherfucker is still looking at her like he even had the pussy yet. I'm just saying, SGA is a weird motherfucker. Even when he not on the fucking court, he can't even be professional. He can't even act like he had the pussy before. Y'all remember that scene of Players Club with, was it Ronnie? You got Ronnie and Trix. You know, Ronnie, when she said, damn, come down. You acting like you never seen pussy before. That's what SGA was acting like. Some fucking weirdo, man. There's something about that nigga, y'all. I'm just saying, that shook my motherfucking nerve. Niggas a straight up weirdo. Damn. Yo, well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show. Where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is SGA, Shay Gilgeous Alexander, is a fucking weirdo. That nigga need to stay off the Shannon Sharp show. Because that nigga brings the value down. Don't nobody want to see that old weird nigga. And did y'all see him getting cussed out? Who's that other nigga? Damn, y'all probably seeing on, he used to play basketball too. He's drunk than a motherfucker drinking. And he cussed SGA ass out. I don't blame him. That nigga is fucking weird. Who the fuck have millions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen? act like they never seen a hot pussy before in their motherfucking life. I'm just saying. Sitting in the motherfucking indoors with shades on, staring at, looking at her, but not looking at her, looking at, lusting at her, just still looking at her body parts and, ooh, y'all see this? Y'all see this? Y'all see, I mean, what the fuck, man? Drooling all over. Shit is crazy, y'all. Well, anyway, shit. Man, I hate when I don't have my ex music. Y'all, well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali, and I'm up off this motherfucker. You know, I'm gonna be back tomorrow, on my podcast. Let me see some more funny shit happening by the Denver Nuggets, the refs at the game, because you know the Lakers play the Denver Nuggets tomorrow. Now, let me see some old funny style shit. I'm gonna call the motherfuckers out. Cause have y'all ever noticed every time the Lakers play any home team, there's like some type of bandana against the Lakers. The refs makes calls, miss calls, foul calls. The motherfuckers act like they blind and can't see and shit. I wish I could interview them NBA refs. I would drill them motherfuckers with some fucking answers. And that's some real shit. Let me see some old funny style shit tomorrow. Happening a damn game with the Lakers and the Nuggets. Because these refs, I think they hate LeBron James. They enjoy ruining his day. It's like these motherfuckers can almost direct the game. They decide who wins or who loses and shit. Hopefully it don't be nothing like that. But anyway, I'm going to be back on my motherfucking podcast tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, have a nice Friday night. Until tomorrow night, I'm out. Peace. Don't be